Welcome to this week's podcast. My name is Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. Today, I'm going to be chatting about entrepreneurs getting stuck in the weeds. And if you're an entrepreneur worth your weight, certainly you have been in the weeds more than once. And today, I am going to shed a little bit of light on some of the things I've learned about being stuck in the weeds as an entrepreneur myself, as well as some of the things I've noticed about other people who have been stuck in the weeds as entrepreneurs and do not have a clear path out. I use this podcast to explore some of the ideas that I have as a result of working and spending my career in finance. I find that I come across things that I think are interesting and that are impactful for entrepreneurs, business owners, and the investors that fund them, and just need a forum to talk out loud about them. And so this podcast seems to be helpful to do that. And hopefully you find this podcast interesting. And if you're an entrepreneur or business owner or an investor that invests in entrepreneurs or business owners, that maybe you would walk away with some new ideas on how you can do more. And so jumping right into what I wanted to talk about today, which is entrepreneurs getting stuck in the weeds, there's a couple of things that I've noticed. And I guess I want to start off by sharing kind of the common example. Classic entrepreneur, not a lot of strength in finance, which is typically how I come into a lot of these particular situations because I do have a background in finance. And so oftentimes I'll listen to an entrepreneur, they'll tell me about their vision, they'll tell me about their plans and their strategy, and then they're just not sure what to do after that. They get stuck in the quicksand of finance and capital and money, and classically we would hear, you know, if I just had X amount of dollars, I could do Y. And really what I've learned over all of the years that I've done this, which is almost 20 years, that's pretty unbelievable, is that money is rarely the problem and it's rarely the solution. That oftentimes it's an entrepreneur or a business owner that has to face the reality of the situation they're in. And while doing that, try to maintain a sense of vision for what the future could hold. And then as they balance that, they have to get up every day and put one foot in front of the other. And a common thread that I've seen is a lot of entrepreneurs tend to work by themselves, or even if they have a co-founder or there's other principals involved in the company, that a lot of times it's just them. And they don't have enough good people around them directing their efforts. They tend to have an expectation of who should be on their team helping them, but the reality is that often that falls short. And I know we've had in our organization over almost 16 years, we've had just about 70 people, 7-0, 70 people come through the business. And I can assure you that I have had to face this head on, where where I've had expectations for the type of people that are coming to join our team and the results that they can generate and the contribution that they can make, only to be disappointed when those things don't work out. And many times it is less about the person that was it's less about the person who tried to help, and it has more to do with my inability maybe to lead them or to have worked with what I had. So as an entrepreneur, many times we just cast this image of, I think this is the kind of person I need. And if I had this kind of person, everything would be great. And it's interesting because that sounds very similar to what entrepreneurs and business owners will say about having capital. If I just had some capital, I could do this. Or if I just had some capital, I could be more successful at this other thing that I'm working on. So many times, maybe it's a human behavior, but as entrepreneurs, we tend to look outward instead of inward. And I believe that entrepreneurs are not plentiful. I believe that they are a very small group of individuals that work very, very hard to risk everything to create some value, and that not everybody can do that. Quite frankly, not everybody is interested in that. But people need to be led. And so entrepreneurs should have the ability to do that. And so a lot of times an entrepreneur, or myself even, you find that you get stuck in the weeds and you're not sure what the next step to take is. And you've got, again, somewhere out in the far distance, you can see your vision and you can see how things are supposed to come together. But then you have to face the reality of the circumstances that you're in every day, and it can be pretty tough to keep taking steps forward towards the vision while dealing properly or effectively with the challenges that you have today. And so my hope, my goal would be to try and help you think through, how do you get out of the weeds? How do you get out of the quicksand? How do you get out of the analysis paralysis moment where you continue to make plans and make plans and make plans and make plans, but you never get to the stage of execution? And that can be in the context of a startup where you just get busy planning and you never actually get busy executing. Or it can be a business like ours that's been around for 16 years and you just get stuck doing things the way you've always done them, and you're not able to start venturing off down a different path. In our case, I'm trying to cannibalize our legacy business, and that's proving to be challenging on many different levels. But, you know, how do you get out of the quicksand? How do you get out of the weeds? I think it starts with just taking that high-level approach. I was chatting with an entrepreneur today, and I posed the question, where do you need to be 1 year from now? A year from now, how do we sit and have a conversation about, wow, that was a great year, or wow, we really missed it? And it's interesting because I find I can do the same thing where I can speak maybe 5 years out. Well, in 5 years, this is where we need to be. Because you know what? Honestly, it's so far out that I can just put anything out into the airspace and it doesn't really have a lot of consequence. But when you say 1 year, or when you say 90 days, or when you say 6 months, there's a measure of closeness that, you know, almost makes you dial down the salesman in you and forces you to dial up the reality of your situation so that you can try and figure out, okay, well, what would that look like? And so oftentimes that's a great place to start. Just pick a spot on the timeline and say, where do we need to be by this time? Whether you're right or wrong at this point is irrelevant. Remember, I'm trying to talk through what it takes to get out of the weeds. Getting in the weeds is usually because you don't have a plan. You're usually stuck because you are focusing on all of the things that continue to keep you stuck instead of focusing on the things that can actually get you moving again. And so in this particular example, it was asking a question like, where do you need to be 1 year from now? And after we chiseled down that answer to a few definable goals, not in terms of, you know, we want to make $1 million and we want our margins to be increased by 10%. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things that are milestones. And in this particular case, it was opening two new locations for their particular business that they're involved with. In our business, in terms of cannibalizing our legacy business, it is being able to say that by, you know, within 6 months from now, we want to see more than 50% of our business coming from our online efforts as opposed to our tried and true brick and mortar efforts. And so once you start talking about those strategic goals, then it becomes easier to start figuring out the other pieces that you might be stuck on. Finance, because that's my background, is one of them. And immediately you say, okay, well, what's it going to cost us to be able to do this? What is our monthly burn rate? What are the investments that we have to make in people and in things that help us achieve these milestones? And then you write those down. And then you work backwards to say, okay, well, in order to pay for those things, are we going to be able to do it out of our existing revenue? Yes, no. Are we going to have to increase our revenue? Yes, no. If we are not able to increase our revenue and we can't do it out of existing revenue, are we prepared to borrow to be able to do these things? Yes, no. If we're not prepared to borrow, then maybe do we need to look for an investor? And of course, that's an entirely different type of conversation to have, but you can see the line of thinking. You set the strategy, then you figure out how you're going to pay for it, and then you figure out what it's going to take in order to make sure the capital is available to do those things. As everybody knows, you know, the famous saying that you can't eat an elephant in one big bite. You actually have to take down the elephant in small bites. Well, it's no different with getting out of the weeds. You know, you can't get out of the weeds maybe in one big step, but you can take a series of little steps that will get you there. But if you haven't put the big stone out that you can reach towards, or the big goal, or the big milestone, or the big objective, then you can't get out of the weeds because you don't know which steps you're supposed to be taking in which direction and for what reasons. So lay out a plan, and then lay out a plan for your team, whatever your team looks like. Maybe your team is your wife. Maybe your team is a staff of people. Maybe your team is a large organization. But take your strategy, give it to your team as the entrepreneur and say, what is it going to take for us to be able to do this? And have your team tell you. Again, no one's going to care as much as you do. No one will ever, ever, ever care about your business as much as you do. And so if you know that, if that's your expectation, then what that means is when you push down something like, hey, tell me how or what needs to happen in order for us to achieve these goals. Tell me about the finance. Tell me about the operations. Tell me about the sales. They're only going to give you the answer that requires the least amount of thinking, but at least it's going to be some answers. And then you're going to know what you have to work with. And then that allows you as the entrepreneur to begin moving the pieces around. If you don't have the financial person on your team that you need, then quickly identify that and then get out into your personal network and figure out how to find that person. If you don't have the sales experience, the marketing experience, the social media experience, and this is a key piece that you need in order to achieve the milestone that you're working towards, then get out and find those people. Find that solution. And you'll be surprised. Networking is a pretty amazing vehicle. Telling someone you want to buy them coffee, having lunch with them, meeting up with them at a meetup event or at a networking event and having a conversation is wonderful. You might find just by putting some feelers out that you've probably got access to all of the people you need right now. So to get out of the weeds, I think it's important that you've got to set a milestone. You have to, and it doesn't have to be an audacious one, it just has to be a milestone that you're prepared to work towards. And then figure out what it's going to take to get there. How are you going to pay for it? Where's that cash going to come from? And then are you short in terms of the people? What people are going to be required in order to do this, to reach this milestone? And if you don't have those people within arm's reach, then you got to get out and find them. You don't need to be stuck in the weeds. There's a time and a place for it. I know in my own personal history, there have been numerous times where I've just had really sour business relationships take the wind out of my sail. And I think it's appropriate to give yourself some time to get your feet beneath you again, as it were, to get your confidence back, although it might not ever fully come back. I think when you've been humbled, your personality and your style starts to adjust a little bit. But don't stay stuck in the weeds. Give yourself some time to, you know, look at the weeds and touch the quicksand, so forth, get comfortable with where you are, but then move on. Just start moving in a direction. As entrepreneurs, we don't get paid. We don't create value when we're standing around. If that's, in fact, what we want to do, then we got to get busy finding ourselves a job. But if we're interested in creating value and doing things other people haven't done, then we got to get out of the weeds and start and continue to work towards the milestones that we've laid out for ourselves. So hopefully this has given you some insight into what you can be doing as an entrepreneur to get out of the weeds. I know for myself, you know, I'm a smart aleck. I think I know it all. And getting out of the weeds has always proven to be a monstrous task for me. But certainly when I've been able to do it, it's amazing because I just find myself getting to kind of the next milestone and then maybe dropping into the weeds again. And kind of this is the cycle I go through. But I know many entrepreneurs that kind of never fall into the weeds. If they do, they just sort of pass them by and they move on, and it's never really something that they think about. So I don't know what kind of entrepreneur or business owner you are, but get moving. And just a quick side note for the investors that are listening. If you're an investor that invests in small businesses or entrepreneurs or anything related to entrepreneurs and businesses where you have a direct influence on the entrepreneur business owner, getting stuck in the weeds can also relate to you. You might have an investment that's not working out, and maybe you're not at the stage where you want to take legal action and go down that road, but there are conversations that aren't being had, or there are awkward moments that continue to happen because nobody's saying anything. And I would encourage you as an investor, the principles are the same. Determine the milestone that you'd like to see yourself get to, and then work backwards to say what needs to happen in order to achieve that milestone. Do we need to have some really hard conversations? Do I need to bring new people into this particular relationship to give myself some separation from the entrepreneur or the business owner, but the idea is there's a time to be stuck in the weeds, but there's also a time to get going. Because if you don't get going, you're probably not going to get that money back, and you're not going to be able to redeploy it anywhere else, and it just becomes a stagnant investment, in which case you should probably go invest in the stock market. I'm kidding, of course, but the idea being that you've got to do something, because doing nothing shouldn't be an option. So anyway, thanks for hanging out today. As I kind of talk about some of these things out loud, this is very helpful for myself to hear as we continue to work towards cannibalizing our 15, 16-year-old business with a new business model that hasn't been proven yet, but we're getting close to a place where I think we can really do something with it. But anyway, these podcasts are helpful for me. Hopefully it was helpful for you, and please tune in again next time. Take care.